USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Jeffrey Epstein, the millionaire financier and accused sex trafficker, was found dead by suicide at a Manhattan jail, according to three officials familiar with the matter. Officials say he was found at the Metropolitan Correction Center in New York and that he hanged himself. He was transported from the Metropolitan Correction Center to a hospital in Lower Manhattan. Upon arrival, he was in cardiac arrest. Epstein, 66, was being held on federal sex trafficking charges. He had pleaded not guilty and was denied bail. The indictment in the case showed that he sought out minors, some as young as 14, from at least 2002 through 2005, and paid them hundreds of dollars in cash for sex at either his Manhattan townhouse or his estate in Palm Beach, Florida. He faced up to 45 years in prison if found guilty. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The lead federal prosecutor who helped negotiate the so-called sweetheart deal for the millionaire child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein has resigned, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A lawyer for A. Marie Villafina confirming that she has stepped down from the Justice Department amid the investigation into the role that she and other prosecutors played in the deal that allowed Jeffrey Epstein to plead guilty to just one count of soliciting a minor for prostitution when he faced many, many serious charges back in 2008. The multimillionaire wound up serving just 13 months of jail time on work release. It allowed him to go to his office for 12 hours a day, 5 days a week. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Democratic presidential candidates are at the Iowa State Fair. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Together here in Iowa and all across this country, we will defeat the most dangerous president in the history of this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says it will no longer approve labels warning glyphosate is known to cause cancer. The chemical is marketed by Monsanto as a weed killer under the brand name Roundup. In 2015, the International Agency for Research on Cancer classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic, which triggered a warning label under California law. Monsanto sued, and last year, a federal judge blocked California from enforcing the warning label until the lawsuit was resolved. The current healthcare system in America may not be as bad as politicians are claiming, USA's John Hunt explains.
America's healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage. Preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years, reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.